This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We heard talent investment agency director Wanda Stokes promise the agency will do better in communicating with citizens and handling unemployment claims. But Zach Gorchow of Gongwer News Services noted there is a conspicuous silence about this unemployment fraud mess from one very important voice. Zach, that would be?
Governor Rick Snyder.
Interesting. Now, how does his response to this huge mess compare to the way he dealt with the Flint water disaster?
Once the Flint water crisis was well known and began to really explode, the governor was pretty out front on things, maybe slight haltingly at first. But once the report came down that it was really the Department of Environmental Quality's fault, he was very out front on things. He went before editorial boards. He was holding news conferences and making himself available to, you know, get personally involved.
And what's happening with the unemployment fraud mess?
He has said very little. He has taken maybe a couple questions from reporters and has said generally not much. He was asked at the time of his budget presentation in February if he thought the folks who were wrongly adjudicated as having committed fraud to get unemployment benefits were owed compensation by the state beyond just getting their money back. And he objected to the question. I mean, you know, Governor Snyder's a pretty even-keeled guy, but you could tell he was on edge about this. His voice certainly sounded that way, and said he would not discuss pending litigation. He did comment to the Detroit Free Press at the end of last year that the situation was not good. But when these problems or revelations have been announced, you don't see the governor personally getting out there and saying, you know, look, you know, here's what we found, and I'm making sure that these things are being addressed. What he has done is he put in place a new overseer of the Unemployment Insurance Agency, Wanda Stokes, who heads an agency that is over top of the unemployment agency. And really, he's delegated all of this to her. You know, she's been the one who's been out front. She's been the one who's met with reporters. But the governor has not jumped in himself.
Your blog post on Gongwer poses a good question. Why has he been so silent on something that has badly hurt tens of thousands of people who are already vulnerable because they'd lost their jobs? Have you been able to come up with any answer in your own head as far as why he's been such a low-key player in this?
I can only speculate on this, but I think they're trying, you know, to have the governor keep his distance a bit from it. But it does stand in sharp contrast to Flint, you know, whereas he clearly felt a great deal of agony and remorse at what had transpired. We have not heard the governor express that sentiment about, you know, what is 37,000 people whom the state wrongly determined committed fraud to get unemployment benefits over an almost two-year period. You know, these are people who, in many cases, had to pay tens of thousands of dollars back to the state in principal, interest, and penalties because of what the state's computer system and the agency said, that they had committed fraud, when, in fact, now we know, based on the review the unemployment agency just completed, that 70% of the time that computer system was wrong.
But as you point out in your blog post, the state is still, in some cases, fighting folks who are plaintiffs who are wrongly accused, and including one woman they're fighting in court over $158.
Yeah, I don't have a good explanation for this. So the state has settled a case that prescribed actions it had to take to remedy the problem. So it agreed to settle that one. But on the cases that involved requests for damages from plaintiffs who said they were wrong, the state has fought that tooth and nail and has succeeded so far, though it's going to be appealed to the Michigan Supreme Court. It has succeeded in getting that case dismissed on a technicality, that the case was not filed within the time frame required. There's another case that is not a fraud case. It is an overpayment case. A woman received $158 in unemployment benefits. The state concluded she did not deserve those benefits, that she was working during that period. She protested this and lost again and again and again and again until the Michigan Court of Appeals said everybody was out of their minds, essentially, that she obviously was due the money, that she was really mistreated by this whole system, judicial and administrative law judges along the way, and has ordered the state to pay her that money. And yet the state, even getting really slapped around in how it handled this, they have filed a motion for reconsideration with the Court of Appeals on that case. So they are not giving up on that. And, you know, all this effort, over $158, you know, the attorney for the woman who in this case is just incredulous that, you know, in a case that potentially may be unlikely given court rules, but could result in tens of thousands of dollars in attorney's fees being awarded to this woman, that they're continuing to fight over $158.
Well, it is certainly a saga which is not yet over. Zach Gorchow, editor of Gangwon News Service. I want to thank you so much, Zach.
Thank you.
We reached out to the governor's office for comment, and Ari Adler, Governor Snyder's director of communications, gave us a statement which reads in part, and I quote, "What happened at the Unemployment Insurance Agency with the processing of potentially fraudulent claims was a breakdown in state government that needed to be addressed, and it has been. The fact that we don't make a public statement to the press every time we take action on an issue may be important to the media, but the public simply wants government to work efficiently, effectively, and with accountability. That's where Governor Snyder has put his energy on this matter and will continue to do so."